independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Nephew, just live. No, you have to stay right here.
I can't.
Hey, why are you doing him like that? Wait. Hey, Alexis, why?
I'm going right here, Naomi. Get out.
Oh, my God. Hey, why are you beating him like that? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Beating him like that. Yeah, he's breaking his arm. Oh, my God. Why'd you take him down like that? That was wrong.
No, that wasn't Diamond and Silk. Oh, Chad. That was the lady who took a picture of and a film of an incident that took place in Sacramento. White cop, black dude, 24-year-old, Nandi Kane Jr. He was arrested and taken into custody for jaywalking in a residential neighborhood. Some people are saying, well, he was challenging cars. I don't know. Again, remember, when we see this stuff come on, what do we see, really? Honestly. We see it from the point of where the incident starts to take place, where the tussle just starts to happen. We never get there and see it from beginning to end, so we don't know. But it's caused controversy, and it's spreading. And I will say this. If you only take this right here, right, if you only look at it right here, it looks bad. Now, cops on administrative leave. I think that jaywalking is stupid. I think it's ridiculous, be honest with you. and I've said this over and over again as we talked about this today. There is no way, shape, or form that I would walk in a residential neighborhood down to the end of the block to cross the street, to walk back across the street to go to a house that's across the street from me. It's a residential neighborhood, you know. Houses on both sides. This isn't a busy thoroughfare. I'm not going to do it. Sorry. But Chad, it's stupid. It's silly. I'm a grown-ass adult. In fact, I think jaywalking is stupid. I think if you're over 18 and your ass wants to run in front of a car, that's a you, right? It's God's way of thinning the herd, if that's what you want to do. But I'm just pointing this out, that this is what it was. The guy standing there, and all of a sudden, the cop kind of moves forward, and boom, it starts to go down. Said this about what he thought was the reason why it happened.
He was like, take your hands out your jacket. He said, take your hands out your jacket and drop your weapon. So I took my jacket off and said, I don't have anything. I'm unarmed. What are you talking about? Okay. I'm unarmed. I don't have anything.
He didn't have anything. You could see that he didn't have anything. Look, being a cop, it's a crappy job, right? We all know that. It's a good job, and it's a crappy job. My favorite show to watch, and I've become obsessed with it, they should pay me to advertise it because they talk about it, is Live PD, right? Don't bug me during Live PD. Love me some Live PD. I'm tweeting during Live PD. If you've not seen it, it's on Friday, Saturdays. I think it's on A&E. And they're in about 5-10 stations across the country. They're embedded with police officers, and everything is live. It's like cops on steroids. There's no editing. There's none of that stuff. It's just live. And you see the way cops interact with people. There are good cops. There are bad cops. We talk about that. This right here was one of those situations where I thought, I don't see how this escalates to a point of something over jaywalking, right? I don't. Where's common sense sometimes when you scratch your head? Not as common as we think, but I want to know, you know, what it's about. Like, we have a right, you know, it's a very fair question. And again, there's a narrative here because it's a white cop, black officer. Night before, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, Colorado Springs, I think it was, woman, 22, 23, thin built, with an officer. They seem to be getting some sort of argument. He reaches out and he goes WWE on her. You know what broke her fall? Her face, followed by her breast, followed by the rest of her body. They said, oh, it's taken out of context. That may be true. I don't know. I mean, I have eyeballs, right? And again, eyes are, you see things, it changes everything. If we would have seen what took place with Michael Brown, obviously that would have changed a lot of different things, right? If we would have seen what took place with Michael Brown, we didn't. So then it was he said, she said, she said, he said. People talk about a lot of stuff. We try to piece together and puzzle together a situation like this. Even here, while we've got a lot of the puzzle, we don't have all of the pieces because we don't know what was said. We couldn't tell. What I can say is he wasn't jumping. He had his hands by his side. They seemed to be discussing something. But I will say this, though, and this is something that is all too often forgot. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, officer. No, officer. Not saying you don't have a right to ask a question, but sometimes that attitude goes, you know, that old saying, you catch more flies with honey. It's really true. When I watch this live PD thing, you'd be surprised that, again, you pull somebody over, you're a cop. 99 times out of 100, when a police officer comes to you or pulls you over, you're not in your best moment, right? You've just been caught or you've called them in a very bad situation. Or they've shown up because a neighbor has called them in a bad situation. So they're arriving in a very tense moment, or they've pulled you over and you realize you've done something wrong, and people always panic around police officers. Did I pay that ticket? Did I not pay that ticket? Oh my God, what if I didn't? You're worried about stuff. But the thing I'm always amazed about when I watch this live PD show is the fact that we got to see if we can get Dan Walters on, the host. I'm sure he'd come on. The thing that I like about it is cops, sometimes they pull people over and they're like, look, dude, you know what? You've got an expired license or suspended license. You've got no insurance on this car, but you're being cool and you got nothing in there and you've been a cool dude. You've been stand up and you were straight up with me. Here's the personal responsibility thing we're talking about. Every time they give people a break, it's because people come clean from the jump. Boom. Sorry, you're off. Sorry, officer. I don't have a license. It's been suspended. Or I've got this. Or I've got that. And I'm being completely honest with you. Even last week, they caught a guy. His license has been suspended, and he didn't have insurance on his car. They let him go home. They said that we could arrest you. But they know the guy, and they said, look, we're going to let you go home. We called your wife. She's going to come get the car. And they went and picked up his wife. Now, maybe the camera's there. I remember, I went one time, this is great, my buddy Sotero Diaz from South Africa, he had to go to court. He had to go to traffic court or a court for something. And so he goes into court and he sits there. We were there for like an hour, hour and a half. And everybody got up in front of the judge. And you know what they did? There was an excuse for everything, right? They were like Epstein from Welcome Back, Kotter. There was an excuse for everything. He got up there and he just goes, it's all me, man. I did the whole thing. I was going too fast. And he just goes through the whole thing. And, you know, I take 100% responsibility. The judge looks at him and he goes, I appreciate your honesty in that. And we're going to dismiss this. Personal responsibility. It's a crazy, wacky thing. It's a lunatic thing. It's this thing that comes out of nowhere. But you know what? Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. I don't know what was said between the officer and this guy, but the optics aren't very good with the officer. But I do know that arguing with a police officer, whether it's on an airplane or in the middle of the street, isn't always the best idea. I'm just pointing it out there. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Three, your car. If your car's like my car, you love your car. People laugh at my car. I'm not a huge car guy. You know what I like? Not having a payment. But you know what else I like? Knowing my car right now is covered with an extended coverage from CarShield. CarShield.com will help you with that. And I'll tell you why. I love my car. I don't want to change my car. It's comfortable. We have a good time together. Betsy the Blue Ranger. Jack named it. Right? We love our little car. We zoom around it. But I do worry about it because, you know what? It's a little bit older. Not under factory warranty or dealership warranty. So what if something goes wrong? The expense of a car nowadays, a transmission, the cost of a new engine. It's ridiculous, and I don't want a payment. That's why I went to CarShield. They make the process easy should something go wrong. First and foremost, let me tell you what you get. Let's just hypothetically say you've got CarShield. Your car breaks down. You call CarShield, 24/7 roadside service. They come over to you. They get your car. You say, take it to my mechanic, who I love. Take it to the dealership. I trust them. They do that. You think to yourself, I've got to pay this out of pocket, and then I got to go get a rental car. No, you don't. They're going to get you a rental. And oh, by the way, they're going to handle everything directly to your mechanic or the dealership or whoever you take it to. So you don't have to worry about waiting for it. This is the beauty of CarShield. They've paid out almost $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Peace of mind. You're going to love it. Get the ultimate and extended vehicle protection. It's too late. Call 800-856-1441. Mention code Benson or visit carshield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply to some plans. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next? I had an interesting tweet last night. A couple of them fired at me. And you can hate on me. I'm good with that. I have no problem with that. At Chad Benson Show. You can text the program 323-538-2423. It's polarization, you know? So what's next for the world of media, talk radio, things like that? And this guy texts at me, or tweets at me. We were talking about the Sandra Fluke thing and how that really put a crimp in talk radio from the advertising standpoint. Producer Phil, I think you'd back me up on that. That had a little something to do with the old advertising world.
It was the Nipplegate incident for talk radio.
Yeah, and to the point where buyers wouldn't even buy stations if they had the likes of Limbaugh or Beck on. Think about that for a second. Everybody else may not be controversial. They may not do horrible things. They may not say anything. They may not. They just wouldn't touch you. It was nuclear. This guy writes me and says, Sandra Fluke gang killed talk because stations started looking for moderates like you. No new big names coming. Just thousands of moderate guys like you that are all indistinguishable. The suicide of talk radio. Well, I'll tell you this right now. I am not indistinguishable. You can listen. I stand out like a sore thumb. In fact, we were laughing at the, if you see, I was at this convention a couple weeks ago, about a month ago, and I'm on stage with all these other guys. And it was funny. Jack and I were joking. He goes, what doesn't look like the others? And he points at me because I'm in chucks and a shirt and my tattoos are showing and everybody else is in suits and ties. No, what I am is a person who, what you want is a screamer and a shouter. That's what, you're that guy. That guy's going away. Just letting you guys know that in the world of talk radio. That's why I put up my poll today about politics. I've heard more people in the last 2 or 3 weeks come up to me and go, dude, I am so over politics. Why don't we discuss real life issues? That guy, who is the same guy everywhere, by the way, it's going away. You want somebody who will back your thought process and you back theirs. You're not looking for the truth. Your opinion is made up when you get there. If truth hits you in the face and you didn't recognize it because it's not in the package that you want, you would say it's not the truth. What's next is things are changing. In politics, things are changing in the media. Things are changing, and it's a good thing. You know what? I'm doing things different. I think a lot of people in radio want to do things different, but there's a fear factor because it's comfortable. It is that comfort food. The same guys doing the same thing, talking about the same stuff. You can turn it on day in and day out. You'll hear the same thing. I know what each and every host are going to talk about because they're all talking about the same thing. What most people really you know, aren't that interested in when it comes to how does this affect my life? How does it? No, moderates don't. A moderate is a person who really doesn't take an opinion, doesn't say anything. It's just going to be in the center. No, I'm a person who wants truth. I want to know the truth. I don't want to jump to conclusions. I want to let the dust settle, and I want to find out all sides of the story. I don't want this is the truth according to my politics because I form an opinion about something that the police are always right and that the black guy or the woman or whatever is always wrong. No, I want to know the truth, and I want to know all that I can before I form an opinion. What is the saying? That if you really want truth, you can't have an opinion? Because if you show up and your opinion is this, I'm a conservative, I'm a progressive, I'm a liberal, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, and you come at it from that point of view, you've already formed an opinion, and what you're looking for is somebody to shatter your opinion, which causes you to be angry. No, if you want truth, you show up. What's next for media and talk radio is brighter, smarter people who are willing to actually have opinions on all sides, realizing that neither side has a monopoly on thought, good ideas and or bad ideas, and that you're going to get more truth rather than rhetoric and BS. That's what's next for media, talk radio, television, much more. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Just text and write in, Chad, personal responsibility. I told my tax guy the truth, and it cost me $2,000. That's personal responsibility. You did the right thing. It sucks, right? But you didn't want to break the law. Because that's sometimes worse. I'm just telling you guys that. Parenting, wait to hear this story. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Somebody tweets at me and says, I don't think he knows what moderate is. Yeah. I think a lot of people do. They think because you give both sides of an argument or you listen to other people and maybe, just maybe, you see both sides that somehow you're moderate. Doesn't mean you don't take a side. But the difference is you want to hear, most people want to hear from one side, and that's why they go to that, right? You go to MSNBC if you're liberal, you go to Fox if you're conservative, because you already agree with that, or you want to go bitch. You're not there to learn something. You're there to have your belief system reinforced, or you're there to go, they're a bunch of liars. And I think that's how people sound in their mind. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I'm a parent! Ugh. Jack had a, for those of you new to the show, Jack is my son. Jack had a jogathon today. This was so great. So he has this jogathon at school. There's another kid named Jack, and his mom and dad got a sign that says, Jack, you're a beast. Love mom and dad. And Jack's mom's like, Jack, look over there. And he looks at his mom and says, you didn't get me that. And she's like, no. I love that. I like giving Jack freedom. All right. I like letting him play like boys should play, right? Little girls, letting them play. My little sisters, I let them do a lot of stuff. You go to my mom's house, it's a free-for-all. Most parents would freak out nowadays. You know, my mom is still a bit latchkey kid in a world where latchkey kids don't exist for fear of a do-gooder calling on the police to say that your kid is wandering down the street by themselves. This is from California, the nanniest of all nanny states. Wait till you hear this about a guy named Mike Tang and what he tried to do in teaching a lesson to his child, his 8-year-old son.
Mike Tang was charged with child endangerment for leaving his 8-year-old son in this parking lot a mile from home. It was supposed to be a life lesson.
The night where I dropped him off, I just wanted to reinforce that money is hard to earn, and if he doesn't do a good job at school, he could end up, you know, doing something like this or sleeping out here where the homeless people sleep.
So his son's not doing what he's supposed to be doing in school, which is he's skipping, cutting, you know, he's not skipping school, right? He's not skipping school, but he's cutting corners when it comes to homework. He's not doing as much as he should. He's only 8 years old, right? But dad wanted to show him, hey, look, life is about choices, and you make good choices, you make bad choices, and those choices reflect in how you live your life. Do you want to be one of these people that sleeps outside and who has to dig through trash to go to the recycling bin? Now, he's in Corona, California, a pretty decent, you know, neighborhood. I'll give you an idea of where Corona is. Corona is in between a place called Riverside, which we call the Valley of the Dirt People, and Los Angeles, Orange County. And a lot of people from Orange County who could no longer afford to live in Orange County left Orange County, moved to Corona. It's a pretty fairly, you know, upper middle class area. So it's a safe area, right? Not everything's safe, but it's life, right? It's a safe area. You don't worry about your kid getting snatched up. He just wanted to show his kid. 7 o'clock at night, 7:30. He's showing his kid, hey, this is what you can be. You're going to stay here. Take a look at that. You walk your happy ass home. Because you, this is these choices you make, right? Being a dad. Being a pops. Pops got arrested. Because he endangered, of course. He endangered his son because that's the world we live in. Sentenced to 56 days of work release, picking up garbage and doing other menial crap. It's insane what has happened. And they asked him if he would have done it again.
Well, first of all, I've tried other things, right, and they didn't work. So that's my take on it. And I'm trying different things. If this doesn't work, I might try something else next time. If I had to do it all over again, you know, I'd do the same thing.
Because of his refusal to serve his sentence, Mike faces possible jail time.
If I don't have the freedom to discipline my kid, if they don't even have the freedom to walk outside, I'm already in prison right now. So what does it matter if I go to prison or not?
And by the way, when he sent back the ticket thing or whatever, he wrote F you all over it. Letting my child walk home for a mile is not child endangerment. They asked his son if he knew how to walk home alone.
He said, why was I walking home? And did I know where my home was?
And did you? You know how to walk home from the park?
Yeah, I know how to walk from my school to my house.
His grandfather, so Mike gets home, sends his grandfather or his dad to go get him. Wasn't out there that long. Maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes. Cops show up. They do what they do. Because a good Samaritan, I love that. No, a do-gooder, good Samaritan, called and said, rather than walk over to the child and go, what are you doing? He said, well, my dad's, you know, I'm walking home. I'm fine. Leave me alone, lady. She decided to take amongst herself. I find this to be ridiculous. Let your kids live a little bit. These things piss me off like you could not believe. This is why we have kids who are in therapy when they're 10. This is why we have kids who go to college, see a mouse, have to go to therapy. Grades aren't what they're supposed to be. They've got high anxiety. They're hopped up on drugs. This is why. This is why. Lenora Skenazy is the founder of Free Range Kids Society. She's actually going to come on tomorrow. But this is what she thinks of the whole Mike Tang incident.
Mike Tang is one of the many American parents who decided to give their kids some independence, in this case as a disciplinary measure, who have their parenting second-guessed by the authorities and find themselves arrested.
Journalist Lenore Skenazy is the founder of the Free Range Kids Movement.
Walking home a mile on a route that the kid already knew does not rise to the level of danger. And it was not literally dangerous. That's not a crime.
It's not a crime, and it's not dangerous. I was so, God, the things that I did when I was young. Climbing trees. Do you know you could fall? Yes, I know I could fall. You could get hurt. Yes, that's part of it. Jumping bikes, doing all of the things. I look back. Phil, you like me, Skyway guy, loved riding your BMX bike. I know nowadays there's no chance if I tried to do some of the jumps I used to do as a kid, I was going to die. But wasn't that part of the fun, man?
That was always part of the fun.
Sometimes you got hurt. I fell on a few occasions. I had to go to the hospital. I was okay. Did not die. Did I learn a lesson? Yeah, it was fun. You take chances in life. Don't ride with your backpack on if you're going to try a trick like that. That's the lesson I learned. My friend fell out of a tree, broke his arm. You know what the lesson we learned there? Be careful when you're in a tree. That's the lesson you learn. Life is about exploring. It's about growth. It's about getting out. We have got too many nannies out there who want to snitch. Even to this day, yeah, my mom, the kids will be outside playing. And look, it is a free-for-all, right? It's a free-for-all at my mom's house. It really is. It's crazy with all the little kids. But you'll have somebody come down every once in a while and go, your kid's outside riding a bike without a helmet. My mom's like, yeah. Was thought you'd know that. Well, thank you so very much for that. You know, they could get hurt. Yeah, they probably could. Well, they only do it once then. Now, should they? Yes. But stop it. You know, the kids will go outside and they play and they ride their bikes and they do it. Let them be kids. You know, when I take Jack over there, I let Jack be Jack with my mom's family. And it's crazy. And I got to hear about it from his mom. Well, he's going to bruise. Yeah, why? Because they're outside in a trampoline, and my mom buys some boxing gloves. So they're jumping 10 feet in the air, punching each other. Well, that's not safe, is it? It's kids being kids. We have to stop it. Here's something else she points out, and I think this is really, really true about the morality of certain situations.
When we hate the parent for what they're doing, we think they're wrong, we automatically overinflate the danger that we see the kid in. The more we hate the parent for leaving the child unsupervised, the more in danger we think the kid is.
Yeah. There's something there, too, because parenting has become a spectator sport. You know this. If you've got a child, you're going through the childhood years and all those kinds. You realize the PTA, you can't bring this, you can't bring that, you can't do this, you can't do that. These kind of things aren't allowed. You can't wear this color. All of this stuff, it's amazing. Parenting is a spectator sport, and we all think that we should have a say in how other kids are parented. First of all, there's a cultural thing. Mike Tang, I believe he's Filipino, Chinese, not quite sure, but there's the Asian culture is a little bit stringent on school, right? We heard about yesterday the Dutch being a little bit lax in certain situations. So there's a cultural thing. But also, there's now an American thing, and the American thing is we like to be do-gooders. We like to tell on people. We like to make sure that you know that we feel that you aren't parenting correctly. You're going to go see your girlfriend, your boyfriend? Uh-oh. I'm morally judging you on that because you left the kid alone in the car for 10 minutes, so I'm judging you that you're a bad person. But she talks about it later on. You get knocked out. Right? On accident, and the kid's in the car by himself, it's okay. It's a moral judgment. And if you like somebody, you give them the benefit of the doubt because you think they may be good people. Me, I always get, I'm tatted up, punk rock looking, I get no benefit of the doubt. And I don't care. Judge the hell out of me. I didn't give a rat's ass. I know I love my son. I know I take care of him. But you know what? Don't be such a do-gooder. Those who have no sin, cast that first stone. And too often than not, though, we've turned parenting into a spectator sport and we're hurting our kids. I'm waiting for the drones, right? It's perfect for the parents. You can drone your kid and fly over them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure they're okay. And if you act now, we'll get you bubble wrap so they'll never get injured. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, ChadBensonShow.com. And can I just say this? Life is a full contact sport. So you can either have a soft child that goes down early with a body shot, or you can allow your child to be a child and understand what it's like to go through trials and tribulations and to take a body shot. Point it out there. I trust a company. I know it's crazy. When you hear me talk about stuff, it's because I actually use it. Somebody just wrote me a little while ago and said, do you really use this stuff? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I use this stuff. Again, the stuff they bring me at times, I scratch my head and say, no. Not going to happen. Company that I trust, Gold Co. Precious Metals. You know, I started talking to them, and I had been a broker. You know, a lot of these other guys, you hear them talk, they'll take whoever comes on. They don't really care. They'll shield for anybody. And I've been in the industry, so I understand it. They got knowledge. Gold Co.'s got all this knowledge. They have an understanding. They're not hypersensitive, freak out, kind of, oh, let's sell people and scare them into doing stuff. They're about doing the right thing when it comes to investment. And they understand diversity is key. And guess what? Gold Co. wants to show you how to diversify your portfolio, your IRA, your 401k, just in case something goes wrong in the marketplace. You'll have a way to protect yourself on the downside and to make money on the upside. That is incredible. Most of them just want to sell you something. No, they want to build diversity into what you already have. Be smart about it. These days, uncertainty in the market, stability is not quite there. The market likes stability. Look at Gold Co. I trust them. They're going to steer you the right way. They're honest, they're ethical, and they're knowledgeable about what they do. They're going to give you fantastic advice on how to invest in precious metals and to protect what you've worked so hard for and the opportunity to earn. Visit BensonGold.com to get started today with your free IRA guide from Gold Co. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Check them out. I trust them. I know that they will steer you right. They'll do you right. Gold Co. Precious Metals. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Say what? Stop what you're doing right now. When it comes to tying your shoes, because you've been doing it wrong, according to a new study, the University of California, Berkeley. I'm just kidding. You've done it right. The reason it comes undone has nothing to do with how you do it or don't do it. The truth is gravity plus friction plus movement of your leg, doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter what the knot's like, over time, it is going to come undone. Because yes, people, it's physics, and yes, people, somebody studied this. Somebody gave people money to study this. This is what they're saying, Christina Gregg, a graduate student who worked on the study at the University of Cal Berkeley. There's plenty of interaction between the swinging motion of your leg causing the laces to whip forward and also the impact of the ground. You actually need both. The laces are moving, and then the thunk of your foot hitting the ground jars the knot. The impact force of the shoe during the striking of the heel is transmitted to the knot by the tongue of the shoe and the eyelets, and boom, this is what happens. Now, it's crazy. You're thinking to yourself, but, Chad, is there any way I can make it so it's more secure? Well, of course there is. Of course there is. There are some better knots out there. There is. You know? Like if you want to do a double knot, that's okay. But there's not a lot of sciences about this. It's going to happen. You know, a proper square knot instead of a twisted granny knot. Right? You could try that. The truth is, though, it's going to eventually come undone. Doesn't matter what it does. None of that stuff matters. Eventually, it's going to come undone. To find out the insanity that goes on, that there's YouTube stuff everywhere. We took some of our favorite YouTube. We got the Philharmonic to throw something together. A little EDM Philharmonic shoelace style.
Today, we are going to learn how to tie your shoes.
What if I could tell you that you would never have to tie your shoelaces ever again?
Are you tired of having your shoelaces come undone?
Did you know that there's a 50% chance that you've been tying your shoes wrong your whole life?
My father taught us the correct way to tie shoelaces.
Tie your shoes.
Tie your shoelaces.
And tying your shoes.
Tie shoelaces.
Leave those shoelaces alone.
Yes. April the giraffe has not dropped her baby. Another giraffe has dropped the baby. And it's hilarious. The zookeeper, this was great, right? Like, this I find to be hilarious. The zookeepers are saying, She is pregnant. Stop questioning her pregnancy. Stop putting pressure on her. People are hashtag fake news, hashtag fake birth. It's true. She's pregnant. She will give birth. She's been pregnant for as long as Bonnie was pregnant on Family Guy. I think 7.5 years. That's how long this thing's been pregnant. You tweet the show. You can also text us. We're talking about the kid walking home alone and the parent being put in jail for that. I used to walk a mile home from my bus stop. It was in the desert with rattlesnakes and javelina everywhere. What my parents let me do was way more dangerous than that kid's situation. Yes, it was. But we have taken to the world of every parent knows what's best for your child. It literally takes not a village. It takes a bunch of do-gooders who don't want to do anything but report you for bad parenting or their perception of it. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423, and check out all the polls we have right up there at Chad Benson Show. It is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.